I hope you're getting my point. Some things we think they are hidden, they're actually there. Yet that we have not seen them yet. So please, let me recommend again, go and listen to the Learning from Moses series, because I kept on explaining that thing inside there. That we're not learning really from Moses. We are using the life of Moses to discover a trait about the Lord Jesus Christ. Back to the matter of prayer. The same principle I found out applies to the prayers of the Lord Jesus. He prayed all night. I used to wonder, what was he saying? Was he praying in other tongues? It's possible. I don't know. But I doubt. You know why he didn't have to pray in other tongues? Because I believe he had the depth of understanding. He had the depth of revelation. He knew what to say. He didn't have to say things he didn't understand. When he said, Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to sift you all like wheat, but I have prayed for you. That's, he was talking about Peter now, that your faith will not fail, and when you have been converted, strengthen your brethren. There was something he said. There were scriptures he uttered for the life of Peter. He didn't have to pray. He knew, even if he said like, he would know the meaning. So what is the issue? To him, it was not an unknown tongue at all. Are you getting my point? So it was unnecessary. I'm going somewhere. What am I trying to say? Let's get it like this. There is no problem in your life today that the Lord Jesus hasn't spent time praying about. There's none. Anytime you see something in the book of Psalms, for example, he will say, make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Appears like a request, right? This is what I'm telling you today. It was a request when he said it. But God has answered him. I hope you're getting my point. That is why if you turn your heart to know his ways and know his paths, once you open your heart, the answer that God had given the Lord Jesus flows into your life automatically. That's why he said, don't worry about these things. You know what I'm trying to say in effect? I have prayed about them already. I don't know whether you're catching what I'm trying to say. That's what they call the inheritance of believers. And that's why we pray simply in the name of Jesus and we forget things. Because all we are saying is that whatever Jesus said about this matter, you know, he said it about me. He said it on my behalf. Whatever it is that the Lord Jesus said about the situation. And that's why, as believers, we can take the word of God as it is written, declare simply and say that in his mind. Why? Because we are convinced the Lord Jesus has already collected that for us. It's already my portion. Many of the things we find in the book of Psalms, in fact, I first got this understanding years ago, that many of them, God, they don't pray like this. Just claim it. Let me give my point. Let me give an example. For example, he said in verse 5, lead me in your truth. Okay, that's Psalm 25. All right, we'll get to it in a moment. And teach me, for you are the God of my salvation, for you I wait all day. Like, for example, in verse 7, he says something like this. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgression. According to your loving kindness, remember me for your goodness sake, O Lord. Now, that's a request. I'm trying to explain to you, a Christian has no business now making a request that God, don't remember the sins of my youth. I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. Why? Because he cannot. Why can't he? Because Jesus already prayed this prayer and it has become effective. So if I have to get there, I'll say, Lord, you see? Oh, as for the sins of my youth, I know you have forgotten. Thank you. Oh, I pray you understand what I'm going to say. When you read all of, we may read it. We'll read it together, you understand? But I want us to read it from a perspective of he has answered it. Christians often pray like we pray until God is persuaded. You cannot persuade him more than he's already persuaded. I hope you get my point. You know, Jesus said something, the Lord was speaking once to Jeremiah in chapter 15, one of my favorite verses of the scriptures. He said, even if Samuel and Moses were to pray about this matter, I wouldn't even hear. Now, I like that because it tells me that Samuel and Moses were not the same level of prayer warrior as Jeremiah. And Jeremiah knew. There was no confusion. I hope you are getting my point.
That's why the Lord could tell Jeremiah like that. Say, what are you saying? What are you saying? If you like, go and wake Moses up. Wake Samuel up. Two of them conniving to agree, to join their hands and pray, and say, whatever we shall bind, I still will not agree. You know that's what God said? What does that tell you? Moses and Samuel had some capacity to pray that Jeremiah did not understand. Now, so we now know that ability to get answers to prayer is relative, right? It's true or false? So you are free to agree. Ability to get answers to prayer is relative. Some people have more power than others. Am I lying? It's in the Bible like that. I'm not the one that said it. Now, this is now the issue. Who has more power, Moses and Samuel or Jesus Christ? So anything Moses and Samuel can pray about, Jesus can double pray about. Are you getting my point? Now listen to this. If God refused to answer Jesus about anything, who will he answer? I hope I'm clear now. Yes. And I'm saying, that is why you and me as believers, that's what equated us before God. It's Jesus that equated everybody. Otherwise, we'll have been very, very unequal. But what happens is that once we approach him in the power of the name of Jesus, every man is equal. Every man, woman, boy, girl, adult, child, once you come in the name of Jesus, you are no longer being answered because of you. You are being answered because of that one who is more powerful than Moses, more powerful than Samuel, and the two of them combined. You are being answered by somebody more powerful than even John the Baptist. That is on the basis of somebody more powerful. So if you come and pray in the name of Jesus, you are not the one praying. They have now removed you from there. They have now brought somebody else more powerful than you, and they put him on that seat. And when the Lord is answering you, he's not answering you. I hope my theology is not too difficult this afternoon. The Lord is not answering you. Who are you? He doesn't know you from anywhere. In quotes. He's answering somebody who is more powerful when it comes to prayer warring than anybody else. And that is why I tell Christians all the time, make sure you go armed in his name. Don't go with anything. Say, God, though, you know I have vowed a vow to you. Once you do it like this, your own portion is waiting. Thank you. It sounds very ridiculous, right? Say, God, don't worry. Once you just sign the check, I will give you. You know, it's a Nigerian mentality. Okay, sorry. So I withdraw that statement. It's an old Nigerian mentality. It's not a new Nigerian mentality. In Jesus' name, that mentality is gone. Amen. Somebody say amen properly.
Amen.
That mentality is gone. Anybody that doesn't want to leave it will go with it. Yes. If you're a high-powered government official in Nigeria, the head of state will just wake up and just sack you. So anybody who will not agree to go, to leave it, he will go with it. Say amen again.
Amen.
Uh-huh. I'm not trying to say that. That's just this corrupt mindset. Say, God, when you say to me, I kick you back your own portion. Give me 100 million. Don't worry. 200 million. We'll share it. And God is looking like, okay, what if I just collect the whole money for myself and I don't give you anyone? Say, God, how can you do like that? Wait a minute, good job. The Lord is good. Say, don't promise God any kickback, all right? It's unnecessary. What did I say? It's unnecessary. He doesn't want it. What he wants is thanksgiving. What he wants is acknowledgement. He wants you to declare boldly, it is of the Lord's mercies that I received this thing that I received. That's what he wants. Once you can do that, and you do that consistently, I'm digressing again just for a few seconds. That's why anytime you eat, thank God from the bottom of your heart. Don't ever imagine that it's because there's money in the bank. Don't ever imagine it's because you have a good degree and you do a good job and you do good business, you are smart. Anytime you see food, handle it. It's a sign that the Lord gave us. Never push food down your throat without saying thank you. And listen to me, if you do that, you will never lack in this life. That's not a joke. Teach that to your children, they will never be poor in life. That is, they recognize that this food is a gift from God. It's not because daddy is smart. It's not because mommy works. It is because God sent it. If they, do you understand? If they recognize that, and you let them grow up with it, so that when they see food, the first thing that comes from their heart is, Lord, thank you for another one. You know, mommy just came back from ShopRite, all right? They just finished shopping, and they buy bread from there. They don't connect the bread with ShopRite or with money or with food or with you or with anything, but with God. If they grow up like that, hear ye the truth. If they are dropped in the center of the Sahara Desert, food will grow from inside the sand for them. Because the God that supplies them food is also there in the Sahara Desert. That's why, look, the vow we Christians need is to know how to say thank you. We don't need a vow of God, though. You give me a new car, I will give you the spare tire. I'm very, very serious. We don't need it. The main vow for the Christian, which we must all learn, is how to say thank you. And not say thank you out of pain. They say if we don't say thank you now, it will not be complete prayer. Real. Don't do nonsense prayer. Don't teach your children to pray like this. Bless this food, Lord, for Christ's sake. That is rubbish prayer. That prayer is total nonsense. What do you concern Christ? Say you want chop. Bless it for Christ's sake. Jesus didn't pray like that. Don't pray like that. The Bible said they gave what? Thanks. It is thank you. You see, I do that. God sees my heart. I do it. Sometimes I pour a glass of water. This is Enugu. Rain falls. There are streams around. So water technically is not scarce. Did you get my point? Yet, if I get a glass of water in my house, sometimes every time I thank God for water, for food, I thank God. But there are times I actually set the water down and look at it and spend like 1 minute talking about it. Lord, thank you for that glass. Thank you for that water. It is good. It's going to refresh my system. Thank you for thirst has been destroyed. Thank you because this water is going into my system. You sent the water. Rain is not God. There's no other God of rain apart from you. There's no other God of the stream apart from you. You are the one and only God. You are the one that brought the tanker. That is anything I do once in a while. Not often, but once in a while I remember, I put the water down and I do it. If you see me that time, you go look, say, this guy the Chris. No. It's water. It's happened before that I'll buy biscuit. You know what I call biscuit? I don't mean Mac Vitis, Digestive, Hobnobs. I don't mean that. I mean okay. Nasco cabin. You do get my point? Those ones that they used to sell for 5 naira. Maybe now the price has gone. Inflation may have caught up with them. But those things remain on 5 naira for a very long time. Do you know why? Because their bookie was making a killing on them. So inflation was gone, but they were still making profit. Finally, I think it now broke through now. It's now 3 for 10, Abi. It's now 10 naira. Don't even know. But you know what I'm saying? It's relatively cheap. Quite cheap. There are times I take one. Before I put it in the mouth, I look at it. I pause. Lord, thank you. No, and when I say it, I'm not kidding. I really thank him. Lord, thank you I have biscuits to eat. Thank you, Lord, I can chew it. I can swallow it. That is the vow of Christians. I hope you are getting my point. If you see a man that doesn't have what you have, don't look at it. Don't mind him, he's too lazy. That's his problem. Speak like the Jews, that the Lord has not granted him. Are you getting my point? The Lord's reason is between the two of them. I hope you're getting my point. Don't, it's not like, you see, I told him that time we're reading, we're telling him to read, he was not reading, he was going to the parties. We're telling him, we said, write the application, he didn't write it. Okay, we said you should plant corn, that they didn't plant. Don't talk like that. Because when you say like that, you are claiming that your own food is because you did that. Thank you. It says, by my own power. You know the way the Lord taught the Israelites to talk? Fantastic tradition. They will say simply, the Lord has not granted him food to eat. The reason why the Lord didn't grant it is between the two of them. Some of them is because he's so ungrateful. Last time God gave him food to eat, he closed the door. He said, children, chop. Just they eat. Don't mind those people outside. You don't know how to farm. So the Lord said, eh, is that so? Collect it. You're getting my principle? That is the vow of the believer. Make sure that all the time, all right, the vow of thanksgiving is on your mouth and is on your heart. Anything God does, make sure you thank him. Once you thank him, that's all he needs. That is all he needs. I hope you've gotten my point there. So back to what we're saying. So the Lord answers our prayers. You see those prayers in the scriptures. They were prayers the Lord prayed on our behalf. That's another way I can say it. Sitting in our stead, uttering prayers to the Father. You are going through troubles. He takes you away, enters into the trouble and begins to pray. Have mercy upon me. Do not treat me according to what my deeds deserve. Are you getting what I'm saying? And Jesus didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. When he was praying those prayers, now you curse him. Now me curse him. Me and you, after we have done every evil in this world. Jesus said, this boy, I know he will do this thing one day. So he removed and knelt down there and said to the Lord, do not recompense me according to my deeds. And the Lord looks at him. Is it not this my son that is dying on the cross for the sin of the whole world? I will answer him. And when the Lord is finishing answering, he said, you, come and sit here. Kneel, put your knee in the same place where I was. Bow your head according to how I bowed it. And remain there, the answer will come to you. That is what they call identification. That is the principle of Christianity. Why we don't receive those answers is because we run away from there. We don't abide in faith. I hope you are getting my point. That's all God is asking for, faith. Sometimes Christians say that, oh, I promised God this, and they would, no. You are insulting the Lord Jesus, that Jesus, when you were praying, that day, you didn't know what to say. So God didn't answer you. So what I'm going to do now, is I will now do something for God to make him do something for me. Insult. We don't know how we insult him every day. Because we don't have understanding of what happened. If we did, we wouldn't say some of the things that we said. I hope you get my point there. So back to that example I was using. So you see, David says in verse 7, do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgression. That's Psalm 25. That's what I'm reading. He said, according to your loving kindness, remember me. For your goodness sake, O Lord. Now, when David says this, it was not him that was speaking. These were the words that the Lord Jesus prayed while he was on earth. These were the words that the Lord Jesus is still praying now that he's still in the body of his flesh. He's still there. He still has a flesh. Do you get my point? He can still make intercession. The Bible says he ever lives to make intercession for everyone who draws near to God by him. So that's why God the Father will always answer him. He will always answer him. Because you are not the one praying. He is the one praying. So the answer comes to you. He's standing in your stead. So anytime you see prayers like this, just if you're ever even going to repeat them, I'm not sure you should, but let's just think about it for a moment. Even if I'm going to repeat them, it is with an attitude of, it has been answered. I hope you are getting my point. For example, you get as much results from this particular psalm as saying simply, the Lord will not remember the sins of my youth. He will not remember my transgressions. How do I know? The Lord Jesus had asked him for that, and I'm sure he's granted it. And that's how the Bible says, all the promises of God in him, they are what? Yes and amen. And that's how we get through him also we utter our yes and our amen. That's why I said last time, when people prayed that you see the apostles, when they prayed, we took their example. They just uttered the words that they found in the scriptures. So when you hear, why did the heathen rage? When you hear statements like that, they are things that the Lord Jesus has confirmed for us today. I hope you are getting my point. They are not things we are wishing for. They are not things we now settle down and try and persuade the Lord about. No. There are things that the Lord has heard, and there are things that the Lord has what? Granted. I hope you've gotten my point. So that's how we handle the book of Psalms. Know that they are the prayers that the Lord Jesus prayed and is praying on your behalf, and your own job is to go there and say what?
Amen.
Say it again.
Amen.
Your job is to go there and say what?
Amen.
It's not loud enough. I'm not convinced you understand me. Thank you, thank you. Amen should be one of the most powerful prayers from the mouth of Christians. If I think there's something we should do. Let's try to our feet. We are closing. Open your Bible, Psalm 25. That's one that
You know, there's something we want to do. That's what we want to do. Now, because we don't have all the time, all right? I'm going to do something. I'm just going to utter statements. What I want you to do is just shout amen. Do you understand my point? Yes. Open your Bibles, but I will do the reading. You will say amen, all right? Every line that ends, every verse, you understand? Just say amen. Today, we have a new revelation. One of the most powerful prayers from the mouth of a Christian is the word what?
Amen.
Thank you. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. What do you say?
Amen.
In fact, you are in the spirit. You are in the spirit. All right. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
Amen.
Oh my God, I trust. In you I trust. Do not let me be ashamed, and do not let my enemies exult over me.
Amen.
Indeed, none of those who wait for you, Lord, will be ashamed. Only those who deal treacherously without cause will be ashamed.
Amen.
Make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths.
Amen.
Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you, I wait all the day.
Amen.
Let me just rearrange that one. You will make me know your ways, O Lord. You will teach me your paths. Give me an amen.
Amen.
I am being led in the path of truth, and the Lord is teaching me. Give me another amen.
Amen.
He is the God of my salvation, and for him I wait all day.
Amen.
He is the God of my, everybody repeat, say, he is the God of my salvation.
He is the God of my salvation.
I wait for him all day.
Now
let's continue our amen. Remember, O Lord, your loving kindness and your compassion and your loving kindness, for they have been from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your loving kindness, remember me, for your goodness' sake, O Lord.
Amen.
Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way.
Amen.
He leads the humble in justice.
Amen.
It teaches the humble his way.
Amen.
Now, who is the humble here? Wave your hand if you are one of them. If you are a sinner whose sins have been forgiven, wave your hand. If you are being led in the way of the Lord, give me an amen.
Amen.
Let's continue reading. You see, all the paths of the Lord are loving kindness and truth to those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. Amen.
Amen.
For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Give me an amen.
Amen.
He said, who is the man who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way he should choose. That's a good place. That's a good place to say amen. He said, his soul will abide in prosperity. Say amen.
Amen.
His descendants will inherit the land.
Amen.
Now, I need to explain the word descendants there. The literal word there is seed. I'm using the New American Standard. That's the one that uses the word descendant. The literal word here is what?
Seed.
And you must understand, what he was talking about there is that anything that he brings forth. Listen, you know what you should do? You should go to the place of your business, your career, whatever it is, and say, my seed will inherit the land. It's a prayer the Lord has prayed for you. When he said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue it. The Lord has prayed that prayer for you. When he says his seed will inherit the earth or the land, what he was saying simply is that anything that they bring forth will inherit the earth. It will conquer their territory. I hope you are getting my point. That's a powerful prayer. In fact, you should go and do a big sign. Write it somewhere inside wherever you are walking. My seed will inherit the earth. And put an amen there. I don't know, why did you say amen? Say, the Lord is praying. Can't you hear it? The Lord is good? Now let's continue reading. He said, the secret of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he will make me, you, know his covenant. My eyes are continually towards the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net.
Amen.
The net refers to traps. You must understand that. That's what it's referring to. People set up traps for you. And it happens in life. You know, I tell Christians, you know, you don't worry yourself about enemies, people that don't like me. There are enough scriptures to use to answer those matters. So what they are plotting against, what if they are plotting against you? You say, wait, tune your ears. Can you hear it? So what are you hearing? I'm hearing Psalm 25 in which the Bible says, my eyes are continually toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of all the plans that people are planning for me. You tell the person, all I need to do is do what? Say,
amen.
Thank you. Let's continue praying. He said, turn to me and be gracious to me, for I'm lonely and afflicted.
Amen.
That is, God has turned to you, he has turned to me, and is gracious despite all our troubles. Give me an amen again.
Amen.
He said, the troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Give me an amen.
Amen.
Don't forget, the Lord has answered this because Jesus uttered the same prayers on your behalf. I hope you are getting the point. And that's why we are saying amen to what God, what he prayed on our behalf, and which we know that the Lord has answered. He said, look upon my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins.
Amen.
Look upon my enemies, for they are many. Now notice something, the way David prayed about this enemy matter. He said, and they hate me with violent hatred. Now, he now says, guard my, that is, despite them. You know, if it's our own, what are you waiting for? Enemies, die, die. David said, forget them. He said, guard my soul and deliver me. Do not let me be ashamed, for I take refuge in you.
Amen.
He pointed out in verse 10 that, look at my enemies, they are plenty. Those who hate me, they are plenty. He said, see them, but what you will do for me, Lord, is you will guard my soul and you will deliver me. You will not let me be ashamed because I take refuge in you. Give me amen again.
Amen.
He said, let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you.
Amen.
Let me explain what that means briefly. What David was saying is that, you know the way it is, you are in a place, especially those of us who may walk in where there's a lot of people want to, you know, pull him down so I can go up, that kind of thing. I've had a personal experience with this before, you know. People want to run you down so as to build themselves up. They do that. But how the Lord helped me was that he didn't even allow me to be aware. And he fought my battles by himself. Now, what people often do is this. When you hear that people are conspiring against you, some people will now come and form another conspiracy against the conspiracy. Do you get the principle there? Conspiracy against conspiracy. Say, look, of course, like, I like to say this so that when you hear them, you'll be allergic to them. So when I say, you are sleeping. Your enemies are not sleeping. Then whoever tells you that, I say, you know the reason why my enemy is not sleeping? The Lord has not given him sleep. Because it is written, there is no rest for the wicked, says the Lord. That is it. So I must never join him in not sleeping. Each man has his own job. It's true. My own scripture, in peace I will lie down and sleep, for the Lord alone makes me dwell in safety. If I don't sleep, I'm saying God is not making me dwell in safety. Many people, their problems in life, they don't sleep. Even Jesus respected the time for sleep. You know, when the storm was coming to, going to start, you know what Jesus did? He went to sleep. You know why? He said, if I'm asleep, I'll dwell in safety. All these apostles that will not sleep, they were the ones that were saying, don't you care that we'll perish? You know why he calmed the storm? To calm their fears. Because if he didn't calm the storm, those boys, their fears would drown the boat. No, think of, if he was alone on that boat, he wouldn't wake up. Respect day now. Respect day. Storm doesn't drown everybody. They select when they won't drown. You look at who do we drown? Say, look at that guy, drown him. That one, drown him. That one, you're looking for trouble. Don't touch him, bro. That's how this thing works. That is the word of God I just told you. So people like to now start conspiring against conspiracy. David said, no. I will not do that. Somebody lied against you. You now lie against him back. They are backbiting against you. You now go and join their own. You bite them every corner. David said, no, we don't do that. Jesus said, no, we don't do that. He said, no matter what is going on, in the midst of all the conspiracies, in the midst of those so-called enemies, integrity and uprightness is our portion.
Amen.
And that is how we are preserved.
Amen.
I hope you are getting my point.
Yes,
listen, one of our brothers, they were in big church. They were recording each other. Are you getting my point? I don't know whether you're getting what I'm saying. They will have pastors meeting. Some pastors will come with microphone in their pocket so they can go and tell the big ogre what some other people are saying. So look, is it that our bishop? We shouldn't allow him to go away with things like that. The man saying it is recording. You say, yeah, don't mind him. He's the only anointed one. Say it again. He's not the only anointed one. Let me hear it again. He's not the only anointed one. Do you agree with Deacon Alfred? Deacon Alfred is a man of truth. Say what he said. Let me hear you so that I know you are with us. That our Bishop Najaguda. The man doing all of this is recording. When you finish, now come carry the thing. Good afternoon, sir. I told you your deacons are not human beings. One of our brothers was in a setting like that. People were recording themselves. So another man, he being a man of truth, one deacon there looked at him and pitied him. And came and said, oh, Pastor, come. Don't mind them. Let me help you. Here is your own recording device. I'm not kidding. He gave him a wristwatch that will capture your face and capture your voice. He said, don't worry, I sell these things. I dash you. You are my man of God. And the man who gave it to him was pitying him. He was not a bad man. He just said, why are these people wicked? They will call each other. Hello, Pastor ABC. Yes, the man don't press record for his phone. Is it true that this happened? That one will say, no, now. He said, good. He will hang the phone. He goes and say, oh, guy, I thought I didn't do it. Let me prove it. That pastor said no. He will record. Ah! Conspiracy. I didn't know human beings. Churcho. This was Churcho. This was Churcho. Churcho. This was not a market association. No. Not NLC. Oh, definitely not an NPC. Church. And that man came and said, you know what? I will solve your problem. Here are your own recording devices. He gave him wristwatch. He gave him phone. What do they call it? Sunglasses. So next time you go for a meeting, you too. Suddenly you are now wearing glasses. Just go in there. Just they film their faces. That when Bishop sees it, he will know who the enemies are. But you know what David said? Forget those conspiracies. Forget their gatherings. He said, for me, integrity and uprightness will preserve me. Amen. Let me tell you what Jesus is saying about you. Integrity will preserve you.
Amen.
Uprightness will preserve you.
Amen.
When people are conspiring, you refuse to conspire. You stick with integrity, stick with uprightness, and you'll be preserved in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because God is the one you are waiting for. Listen to me. You will be preserved.
Amen.
Give me another amen.
Amen.
You know what David now said? The Lord was now praying. He said, redeem the whole church of God. He said, redeem Israel, O God, from all his troubles.
Amen.
I want somebody to declare, say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
the church of God in this nation,
the church of God in this nation,
will be redeemed from all her troubles.
Troubles.
Let's say it again. Say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
all the troubles
that plague the church of God,
she's redeemed from them.
The
troubles of wrong doctrines.
And the troubles of divisions.
Said, be redeemed. In the name of Jesus. Let's give Lord thanks for today. Say, Lord, thank you. Say, Lord, we thank you. Say, thank you because all my prayers were said by the Lord Jesus. Anytime I'm praying, I'm just saying amen. Say, all my prayers were said by the Lord Jesus. Anytime I'm praying, all I'm doing is saying amen. See, all the prayers, all my requests have been made by the Lord Jesus. And anytime I'm praying, all I'm doing is saying amen. Say, Lord, I thank you. Because you will never, never, never refuse to answer my prayers while the Lord Jesus has prayed them. Say, Lord, thank you for deliverance. Say it again. Say, thank you, Lord, because my sins have been forgiven. Thank you because all the curses have been broken away from my life. Thank you because I've been set free to serve him. I've been set free, Lord, to serve you. I've been set free to serve you. Say, Lord, thank you because I've been set free to serve you. Declare it again, freedom is my portion. Freedom is my portion. Freedom is my portion. In Christ Jesus, I've been set free. My soul has escaped. My soul has escaped from every snare, every trap. Everything that is holding me back, my soul has escaped from every snare, from every trap. Everything that is holding me back, my soul has escaped. Say, Lord, thank you. I have escaped. Lord, thank you. I have escaped. I have broken free from every bondage, from every sickness, for everything that makes one be backward in life. Oh, say, Lord, I have broken free. Say, Lord, I've been broken free from blindness. My eyes are open. Lord, thank you. I have broken free. I've been free from the net of blindness. Because when people don't see clearly, you'll be amazed. They are in bondage. Say, Lord, I see the truth. I see the truth. I see the truth. I see the truth. Say, Lord, thank you. Please, as I close, let's just do, I just want to do something. Can you just put your hands on your head? Either one hand or both, whichever one. I want to just pray. I want you to say amen. In the name of Jesus Christ,
amen.
Every affliction that is in you, anywhere from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, because Jesus has paid to set you free, I command them to disappear now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I declare to you again, no evil will befall you.
Amen.
Because Jesus has already banished evil by the power of his blood, I say to you again, no evil will befall you.
Amen.
Health is your portion.
Amen.
From the top of your head to the soles of your feet.
Amen.
Listen, there is nothing called incurable. Incurable is for the human physician. But God said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Therefore, even if it's called incurable, you are well now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Sickness is banished from your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The peace of God radiates through you now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Just wave both hands again and just say, Lord, thank you. Say, Lord, thank you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Come on, let's share the grace in fellowship. Because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, surely we have passed out of death and we have passed into life. We have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. We have passed out from under the curse into the blessing. All things have passed away in our lives. We are now filled with the Spirit of Christ. We live above sin and walk above the devil because we are seated high above with Christ. This is our season of fruitfulness. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. One more time.